Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
I got the official head nod. Good morning, church. Wow, what a great group we got gathered here this morning. It is so good to be in worship with you. I'm Loretta Job. I am a deacon who is around here and in mission and ministry with all of you, and hoping that something in this worship service will touch your heart and you will go home and be who God is calling you to be in the coming week. I want to welcome our online participants as well. Know that you are a valued part of this worship as well. This is a congregation that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We do that through outreach and ministry. There is a connection card inside your bulletin. I think, is that a pink card today? I can't tell the color. Peach card. Please fill that out, one, to let us know that you're here, but two, also there are opportunities on there to get information about the various missions and ministries. I had a conversation with someone this week who said, nothing on the card interests me, but I've got some ideas. Good. Call us. Let us know. We are here to say yes to how God might be leading you to be in mission and ministry in this time and place. So please take a moment to do that. There are also prayer cards in the pew backs, and those are for you to use for yourself or someone you know who is in need of prayer. We have a regular prayer group that meets on Thursday mornings and spends about 2.5 hours in prayer for the concerns that comes in, as well as the staff and clergy here at the church and this church family, so they would be blessed to be able to pray for your concern as well. Today, helping us in worship is Paula Cunningham and Rose Bledsoe. Pastor Lynn will be bringing us our message this morning. If you haven't already sent your little ones down to nursery, now is the time to do that as we begin with some announcements. First and foremost is our all-church worship and picnic. Please consider joining us. It is a great time. There will be worship here at 9:30, as usual. This is on Sunday, July 20th. But there will be Sunday school, but no nursery that day. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll have worship at the Whitmore Lake campus with the picnic following. It is no cost to you, so please come and enjoy it. There's going to be a bounce house and some great fellowship. And, of course, always looking out on the lake is a lovely thing to do on a summer afternoon. If you have any questions or would like to volunteer to help, please email Susan at susan@brightonfumc.org. Or they could probably call the office and leave a message for you too, couldn't they, Susan? Yeah, that would work. Okay, on July 3rd and 4th, we got some other activities going on in Whitmore Lake. First, the fireworks on July 3rd. The parking lot will be open at 6 p.m., and this is a parking fundraiser for Habitat for Humanity, so a donation will be asked for you as you park. Bring your lawn chairs, enjoy the lakeshore, and enjoy some great fireworks. And then come back to Whitmore Lake to the church on July 4th to watch the parade from 10 to 11 on the church lawn. It is coming up time for VBS. For those of you who have been here before, you know that VBS is a great time here at the church. There is much love and laughter during the day while the kids are here. We are in need of volunteers, so I would ask that you would consider being a station helper. That means you stand at some place and demonstrate a craft or tell a story or spend some time with the kids. We need people to lead the groups from place to place, kind of like a little mama duck, taking her ducklings around to where it is they're supposed to go. And there's also things to do in the kitchen to prepare the snacks and other food items that are there. So The next drop-in date to help with the decorations and prepare things is this coming Thursday from 9 to noon. There is a place on your connection cards to sign up for that, so please take advantage of that. And we have a new group forming, Active Faith, an outdoor walking running group. I won't be running. They're going to meet on July 2nd at 7 a.m. before the heat gets to you. Oh, it says a.m. on here. Okay. Oh, no, it doesn't. It is p.m. My apologies. Thank you. 7 p.m. After it cools off a little bit. They're going to meet at Sunset Ridge Picnic Area, which is in the Huron Meadows Metro Park down Rickett Road. You can, again, sign up in your contact card. And this group is being formed by our new intern this summer, Josh Hamilton. I know he's around here somewhere. So you can see Josh to get some more information about what's going to take place July 2nd at 7 p.m. Those are my announcements for this morning, and so I ask that you please rise and join in our first song, We Are Called.
Morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord God of the ages, we praise and thank you for the long, rich history we have with you. Many times we have struggled to recognize and do your will. We are grateful for your mercy through Jesus, our Savior. Help us to know you better. Give us a heart to discern the path you may have us follow. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. The scripture this morning is from Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 11 through 16, 19 and 20. Now, what I am commanding you today is not too difficult for you or beyond your reach. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and to proclaim it to us so that we may obey it? Nor is it beyond the sea so that you have to ask, who will cross the sea to get it and proclaim it to us so that we may obey it? No, the word is very near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart so that you may obey it. See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess. This day I call heaven and earth as witness against you, that you have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him. The word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. It's really a pleasure to get to be here preaching every now and then as your associate pastor. It's a privilege. It's a gift, and I thank you for the chance to be here. You know, over the last 6 weeks, we have been talking about healing divides between people. Today, we're going to complete that series by turning our attention to a deeper divide, a divide that occurs within our own selves. This can happen to us when stress leads to anxiety, and anxiety can break our heart and it can break our relationships. So how do we find healing for this kind of divide? Let's pray. God of love, we come to you today because we are weary and worried, and our spirits are hurting. Like the people in the gospel stories, we are looking for help, and we're hoping for healing. Speak to us today. Show us how to hear your powerful word beneath the human words that will be spoken and sung. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what is keeping you awake at night? I hear some laughter. Does it feel as though life has suddenly speeded up in some strange way? This is how it feels to me. Maybe it feels like this to you. It's like things are speeding up with one disorienting thing after another, changing some aspect of the world as we have known it. It reminds me of a boat ride. Do you remember the old Willy Wonka movie? Not the new one, the old one. It was in that movie, there was a spot where some families got into boats. In a dreamy ice cream world, they got into these boats only to find that their boats began to accelerate and they were heading into a dark tunnel. And as they're going faster and faster and faster, frightening cartoons of millipedes crawling on faces began to appear, or of chickens being beheaded. They're all whizzing past, and then finally, we hear in the background the eerie voice of Gene Wilder intoning, "There's no earthly way of knowing which direction we are going. There's no knowing where we're rowing or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a-blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes, the danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing." Yikes. As our world begins to whiz by, we too are seeing images, but the images on our screen don't look like millipedes. They look like poor people losing health care. They look like immigrants living in fear. They look like bombing upon bombing. They look like shooting upon shooting. They look like children being shot in Detroit this past weekend. Two little kids. Beneath it all, beneath all these images, there is a lurking fear. And it's a fear that our neighbors suddenly seem to be turning into the other, the stranger. And that's not a good place for us to be. Then we've got all this stuff in the nation, in the world, but that's just in addition to the ordinary stresses that we face in our everyday life. Things like waiting for a call back from your doctor. Or like going up to bat after you just struck out twice. Or knowing that you need to apologize to somebody that you hurt, but feeling deeply vulnerable about how they would respond if you somehow found the courage to do it. These are just a few examples. I know. If we had time, we could walk around and you could tell us a lot more. These anxieties that grow within us, they spring from previous painful experiences in our own lives, so that it gets really hard to handle even waiting for a callback, right? Because we can remember something in our past and we start feeling anxious. And when these feelings are awakened, it becomes difficult to act in a way that represents the best of ourselves. That's the moment that we're likely to lash out. That's the moment we're likely to say something that we deeply regret and owe another apology, right? It's also true, though, that emotions are not just all bad. Emotions actually are good because they give us the energy we need and the fuel we need to carry us not only into our worst moments, but they can carry us into our best moments, into moments when we are indeed the people that we know inside we can be. Now, if you're finding yourself kind of leaning into some of this brokenness, like I am, this brokenness that's so near to the surface in times like these, this is a good time to reach out. To reach out to friends, to reach out to small groups, if you're part of a small group, to reach out to professionals. If you need to, do it, do it, do it. You will be so glad you did. But most especially, this is a moment to reach out to God. Because it is by telling and retelling our stories that we begin to find healing, and it is by telling our stories honestly to God, I mean the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, It's by telling that your story honestly to God that we begin to build a relationship of prayer with God that can sustain us no matter what life throws our way. But how do we go about doing that? Well, let's listen again to some of the opening lines that Paula just read for us from the scripture. These words that she read, they were spoken by Moses to the children of Israel just as their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness was ending. A new chapter is unfolding for them, and they needed to hear the words. What I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you. It's not beyond your reach. No, the word is very near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways. Well, all right, what does that mean? The word is very near to you. And how would you hear this word if it's so very near? What on earth do you do? In the prayer workshop, we bring together people who are facing serious illnesses like cancer. And in the workshop, we have designed opportunities for people to find their way into deeper, deeper, deeper levels of prayer, places where they can sit in God's presence. Even in silence, they suddenly begin to discover that they're not alone. And it's not magic that we're doing. Rather, it's just helping them to realize that God's already there. God's already watching, and God is always waiting for us to notice his presence and to believe, maybe for the first time to believe, or maybe to believe again that God is indeed near. God is near. His word is near. It's like what God did for Abraham. You remember that Abraham and Sarah wanted to have children. They're very old. They waited and waited, and they began to have some doubts. So God spoke to Abraham. But here's how he did it. He said, come outdoors. Come outdoors at night. Come and look at a place where the awesomeness of God can take your breath away. Have you ever had a chance to be outside at night on a clear night, far from city lights, and to look up? I have seen stars that felt like they were so close, I could touch them. And that was awe. That was the emotion of awe. And in the place of awe is a really good place to start looking for God. So God said to Abraham, I think he was Abram at this point, look toward the heaven, count the stars, so shall your descendants be. And as Abraham looked at those stars, he found in his heart the ability to believe again. It says in the scripture, Abraham believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. There was nothing else he needed to do. God is always working to help us trust, to help us find healing, to choose to act in ways that are not only meaningful, but true to our best selves, because they're built on the solid foundation of God's goodness instead of built on our own mixture of bravado and anxiety and fear. You too can deepen your prayer life simply by paying attention to God. A good way to start is really just set aside some time. Invite God to nudge your heart, and then just wait. You might notice God's nudges while you're singing the words of a hymn. Suddenly, there's an answer. Or maybe while you're looking at stars, or maybe as you're just sitting silently in God's presence early in the morning. There is no wrong way to pray. Just relax and trust what God has said. It is not too difficult for you. Now, how might listening to God's voice impact your life if you're confronted with a person that you already know is different from you? What if that person is literally holding up a sign to tell you they're from the opposite side of whatever debate is between you? Here's what happened to me within the last 2 weeks. It was the day of the Pride Parade and the political protests that happened in Brighton and Howell. Now, Gary decided to attend as private individuals, not as clergy, but we felt we had a personal responsibility. I had been feeling a little nervous about the whole thing. I hadn't been in a march in quite a while, but we headed up to Howell. Actually, we went first to Brighton, only we had the time wrong, and so we moved on to Howell. And there I saw a crowd of people tied up against Grand River. They were right in front of the City Hall, and they looked friendly. And some people were driving by and giving a thumbs up, and some people that didn't agree with the crowd, they were gunning their engines to signal disapproval. And maybe I saw one person give a thumbs down, but I started to relax. I started to feel glad that we were there. After about an hour, the people began to walk. They were heading down the sidewalk towards the Pride event, which was down by the courthouse. As the crowd moved, I noticed that there actually had been some counter-protesters there. They were behind the crowd. I hadn't seen them till this moment. There were only four of them, two men and then a couple. The couple were an elderly couple, a pretty, pretty elderly couple. And the man was sitting on his walker, and the woman was standing beside him, holding up her sign. My brain said, the best thing to do, the right thing to do, the rational thing to do, is simply walk on by, just as all those other wise people had already done. But I'd been spending a lot of time in prayer, and I had begun to feel called by God to pray for people I disagreed with. And so I prayed for some pretty unlikely people. Now, when I prayed for them, I didn't pray for them to change their mind. I prayed for them, as I pray for everyone, to find healing within themselves, to find healing for whatever is hurting them, for whatever emotions and experiences they have dealt with over their life. I pray for goodness for them. And as I prayed over the weeks, I began to find myself thinking differently about people, especially wondering about what's the backstory behind this person? What's the backstory, the experience that led this person down this pathway and me down that pathway? So, as I looked at the elderly woman, I noticed that her shoulders were very stooped. And even holding that heavy sign, she was, I don't know, a little bent over. I saw in her face hurt. I saw frustration. I saw exhaustion. I saw hurt and frustration and exhaustion, but I saw also determination as she stood there alone with her sign. Finally, I looked straight into her eyes and waited to see if she was going to look back. And she did. So I spoke one simple word to this fellow human being. I said, "Hello." She paused, and then she spoke to me. "Hello." No smile passed between us, but still there was some connection, some mutual respect. "My friends, we saw each other. We saw that we were both human beings, and I think that God smiled." Every day we make choices, big ones and small ones. Every time you choose, God invites you to choose life. If that choice leads to listening to someone that seems different from you, you might just find yourself enacting God's grace within some tiny corner of God's world. God's word is very near to you. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart. Thanks be to God.
Thank you so much for sharing that talent with us. Well, good morning and welcome. Summer is in full swing. We're grateful to have this time of being able to step outside without a jacket or a snowsuit. While we live on popsicles, ice cream, hot dogs, iced tea and lemonade, we ask God's blessing on the beautiful prayer quilts that are presented here today in honor of Brenda Hammond, Eileen Root, and an anonymous child of God. Please take a moment as you leave the sanctuary to tie a knot and say a prayer for these individuals. It came to me during Lynn's sermon. I had to share this story. My daughter was in Paris with her husband about 15 years ago. He was doing a research fellowship at the university there, and so she had lots of time to learn French and wander around and enjoy the sights. It was at a time when French workers were protesting. I don't remember for sure if it was about the work hours or the pay or whatnot, but she said that at lunchtime, now we're talking about the French, the police would settle on one side of the street and the protesters would settle on the other side of the street and all have a peaceful lunch. Now, it's too bad that the whole world can't do that. You know, just separate yourselves for a while, do what you need to do, but keep the peace in your hearts. Let us settle in at this time and take our concerns and gratitude and our praise to our God in prayer. Gracious and merciful Creator, we humbly pray that your light shines through us for all to see in this season of hot sunshine and turbulent weather. We pray that we can avoid the doldrums of the lazy, hazy, crazy days and take time to rejoice at the marvel of your creation. Guide us to observe common sense and safety practices as we celebrate the glorious weather of this season and the next, and help us to remember and honor the vision and value of being united. We hope to demonstrate true adherence to the teachings of Jesus beyond the simplistic messages displayed on bumper stickers and banners. We know that action speaks louder than words, but action takes courage. Grant us the courage to demonstrate the principles laid out by Jesus' example. Help us to overcome the judgment and negativity that can so easily influence a mob mentality. Teach us to be sensitive to those around us and show us the best ways to care for one another. Insight and compassion don't always come naturally. We ask humbly that you touch our lives with healing and wholeness. We pray that one day humanity may share a vision of wholeness and health throughout the world. Help us to closely evaluate our own attitudes as we offer our hands in service. At this time, we lift in silence the concerns and joys we hold in our hearts. And now let us experience your Holy Spirit flowing through us as we repeat the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I'm going to invite MJ Wickens to come forward. There she is. And the ushers as well can begin to walk among us to collect today's offerings. MJ is going to talk about a mission project that is part of the Church and Society group, I believe.
Not yet.
Okay. One she hopes will become part of the Church and Society mission. MJ?
Thank you.
You know, I always like to start with a little bit of a laugh. So this project is going to be a movie. And today is a coming attraction. So I'm giving you just a little bit to get your curiosity going. Now, I've looked at a lot of directors, and they always wear baseball hats. So you can call me Spielberg or... This project comes to me deeply. We are going to send books to men, in this case, that are in prison and will not get out. Now, however you feel about life and how this all should go with these people being punished, we still are Christians, so let's keep that in mind. I have a stuffy nose, can you tell? Anyway, there are, I have to get out my director's notes. You know, I can't let you see them because that would give everything away. So I need to read this carefully. The way this is going to work is there are going to be months of the year. And people, you, are going to bring books and hand them into the office, and they will make sure they get to the prison. There's a couple other things you can do too. There is writing letters, and there are lots of, don't do anything until you talk to me because I'm the queen of this. And there are lots and lots of rules about what can get sent. So I will give that to you guys later, too. This is just to get you guys. Oh, I can't wait. Okay, so I'm going to be at the back of the church. This is all you're going to get today, just this much. And to make it even better, I'm going to make sure we have a movie of everything, and then we can go on the big screen. I know some of you are excited to be on the big screen. So, here's my first look at this movie. I need somebody to do this. I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm just going to tell you, you know, when my family first got, I know, I didn't end. Oh, I thought you were... where was I? Oh, actually, what I want to do is share this very personal thing I've been through. I was a school social worker, and I had enough kids in each school that I worked at. I worked in Lansing and Flint and Southfield, and in every single school, I had enough kids to make a group of kids whose parents were in jail. A sad, sad, hard thing. But I'll tell you, the one thing that brings a smile to everybody is the idea that we're going to talk about. I'm going to talk about Dad. I'm going to talk about what I did in school. And Dad can say, let me tell you about the book I'm reading. And it's just a place to start. And so I feel very strong about it. I hope you guys will come back there. I only need two people to start it. We're going to run through it. Anyway, I think somebody's going to come here and bash me on the head.
No, I'm just here to take the mic when you're done.
Thank you, everybody.
Lord God, we bring our offerings to you today. We ask that you would use them to bless this community of faith. We ask that they would reach out into the world boldly so that others may experience your everlasting love. Amen.
My friends, the Lord is near. The Lord is calling us to choose life. Make that choice. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.